This is where the real hip-hop lives. Power 4.4 Radio. 100% real hip-hop and R&B.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com or call us at 443-602-0648. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Tamaya Monique.
And this is Dawana, a.k.a. Foxy's Baby. Catch us live every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
as we discuss soul,
secrets,
and sisterhood.
Only on Power 4.4 Radio.
It's your girl, Simply Sabrina. Tune in every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Baltimore Flavor Radio on Power 4.4 Radio.
Hey, this is your favorite professional life coach, Gary O'Neill here. Make sure you check out the Seat Plan Do show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. here on Power 4.4 Radio, where the people are the power.
Yeah. I can do anything.
Subpoenas and your misdemeanors was too busy touring out all your arenas. My passport is tatted, it look like it's active. I play on these planes, y'all catch me in traffic. Y'all drag me in court for that shit. Y'all back was after all of these years of drug trafficking, huh? Time to remind me I'm black again, huh? All this talking back, I'm too arrogant, huh? What would you do? You knew you couldn't fail. I have no fear of anything, do everything well. I have no fear of jail, I was born in a trap. I have no fear of death, we all wanna do that. It's just life, I'm just nice. Tonight I might raise my price, great advice. You hope, Jesus Christ,
I can do anything.
My streaming numbers would have pulled my net up on Spotify. For you and you, you're cool. And you, I'm out. I ain't never seen a ceiling in my whole life. That's word to blue, freestyling lies. Blueprint for my chicka who never fries. I'm so not a eyes. I'm everybody type. I'm so nice. Jesus Christ, I'm better than the hype. I give you life.
I can do anything.
Y'all tits got pebbles. Yeah. I got the rugs and the fellas. Yeah. Ice lightning bolts from the heavens. Yeah. Y'all gon' have to watch us eat.
Stocked up like the doomsday preppers. Anybody ever had an error?
Yeah.
When things could have been better.
Yeah.
Feeling like it was on a stretcher.
Yeah.
And all you remember was a headdress.
Yeah.
But the universe lifts that weight.
Yeah.
Then you shine like a new feather.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings, etc.
Yeah.
Feeling like the best year ever.
Yeah.
I've been so nice.
From the light.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Tu sabre las vibras. You already know the vibes. Welcome to the C Plan Do Show here on Power 4.4 Radio, where the people are the power. You already know. You know, it's Tune In Tuesdays. Welcome, 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 everybody. Such an amazing Tuesday today. You know, so we're sort of happy first day of October. We're almost here toward the end of the year. Man, it was really hot today, too.
Yeah, it was.
Wow. And it's going to be hot tomorrow. Things are heating up. So to let you know, it doesn't matter what season you are in. It doesn't matter because things can switch up at any time. So guess what? Welcome again. You know, I like to welcome people more than once. Welcome to the Sea Plan Do Show. I'm your host, professional life coach, DJ, CPR instructor, swag surfer, taco maker. Anything I want to do. I'm Gary O'Neill. Y'all definitely don't want us to start getting sound effects here in the building. Y'all
Please don't.
It's going to be over. It's a wrap. Welcome to the best show out here.
Right.
I promise you it's the best show. If you don't believe me, go listen to the last. Oh, wow. This is the 9th episode. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to everybody that's watching. You guys are absolutely amazing. And so let's get with the show. Guess what? I got a special guest here in the building today. My friend. I like putting my friends onto my show. I really, really do. I love my platform. So my friend. I call him my friend. That's today great. We got Tony Reason. Antonia Reason, but I call her Tony. Everybody calls her Tony.
Right.
Tony Reason in the building. What's up, Tony?
What's up, Gary? What's up, Baltimore?
Hey! So we're going to get later into today's topic, which is... Anybody know what the topic is? No, I'm just joking. I know what it is. It's women in leadership. So we're going to definitely dive into that because Tony is definitely the content expert on women in leadership. I promise you... If you don't listen to no other show, this is the show to listen to. This is the show. This actually is the station. This is the show. This is what you should be listening to every single solitary week. All right, so make sure that you lock in a Power 4.4 every time here on Facebook, Instagram. So can we get into the C Plan Do moment of the week? We have one every week, Tony. I know you listen, though. I know you're a faithful listener to the show. So we listen to one every week. And so guess what? I wanted to give you guys a C-Plan Do Moment of the Week, sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland. If you are looking for CPR training, make sure you get with the best here in the city, best here in the country. Heart Savers Maryland can provide you amazing CPR training for any of your organizations, your groups, individuals. Make sure you check us out, Heart Savers Maryland. HeartSaversMD@gmail.com. All right, so your C Plan Do Moment of the Week is entitled, You're Not Stuck. So whoever's listening right now, I want to let you know, you're not stuck. You're just committed to certain patterns of behavior because they've helped you in the past, to be honest. Now those behaviors have become more harmful than helpful. The reason why you can't move forward is because you keep applying an old formula to a new level in your life. Change the formula to get a different result. That is your C Plan Do Moment of the Week. Hey, you're not stuck. It's just time to level up. All right. So now guess what? You already know. Now we're going to present that C Plan Do. We gave you the C Plan Do Moment of the Week, and now you know I love my songs. So here is the song of the week, A Day, Something Sweet. And then when we get back, we're getting right into the Tuesday's topic. Let's get it.
What could be sweeter than you?
Yes. Money, you kill this one. Don't get much better than you, babe.
Let's go.
Build me up, you break me down. Took my heart, you take the crown. Free my soul, you free my mind. I do what it takes to make you mine. I take my time and take it slow. You take me high and take me low. Let's just to us, don't need the rules, girl. What could be? I'm optimistic, got no pot to piss in. You and me, I see it, got the vision. You, your crew, and mine, the way we losing. Lose, you do decide, and then we cruising. If it's not for you, then
that connection on. More than good enough, no need to prove. Girl, who could be? Your mind, let it, time, get it, I said it, God, let it die. Walk me, how you fit that up in them jeans? How you got me losing my cool? On your line, I'm breaking my rules. Do my dance, she doing her cool. On the gram, we look. Hands in the air, get your hands on the floor. Get your back off the wall, girl, you need to get low. Hands in the air, get your hands on the floor. Get your back off the wall, girl. Nah, nothing could compare to you. I wish I had a pair of you. My head high, but you keep me grounded. Need a parachute and pair of shoes. I do the maps, clear to see that me fix you infinity. There's nothing else to sequel to. Cause you got my heart, you finally cracked the code. You keep me calling, crawling back for more. I know you think heard all of that before. You had hurt my wallet at the store. Please give me your heart, not attitude. Let's do brunch tomorrow afternoon. There's no one before or after you. It's a Friday night, and my folks ain't hit me back. We been talking for a minute, girl. I'm hoping that this track make you my girlfriend. I really like you. I'm talking about forever, that means tonight too. Now there's some ladies in this gym. See my baby in this gym. That's my baby. Don't get jealous in this gym. There's some wives in this gym. There's some thots in this gym. Don't call the cops in this gym. There's some lands in the air. Get your lands on the floor. Get your back off the wall. Girl, you need to get low. There's some hands in the air. Get your hands on the floor. Get your back off the wall. Girl, don't stop in this. Hands in the air. Get your hands on the floor. Get your back off the wall. Girl, you need to get low. Hands in the air, get your hands on the floor. Get your back off the wall, girl, you need to get low. There's some ladies in this chip, see my baby in this chip. All my fellas in this chip, don't get jealous in this chip. There's some hands in the air, get your hands on the floor. Get your back off the wall, girl, you need to get low.
Alrighty, we are back. With that was the song of the week, A Day Something Sweet. I really, really like that record. That's really, really dope. Guess what? We back with the C Plan Dude show. Again, Gary O'Neill, you're humble. I'm humble, but I'm an aggressive humbleness, which means that I'm humble, but I do acknowledge the things that I'm good at. But I just won't tell people. I'll be like, hey, I'm pretty awesome. All right. So episode nine with this topic of the week, women and leadership. I'm about to spit. All right, first, let me shout out everybody that's online right now. Shantae, hey, what's up? Mona, that's a friend of the show. Definitely. Michelle is one of my newest life coaches. She's doing absolutely amazing, so make sure you check her out. And so let's get right to episode nine. Women in leadership.
All right,
so let me formally, as you guys always know what I'd like to do, let me formally introduce you to the guest of the show, the guest of the evening, Antonia Reason. Tony, if you don't know her, please get to know her. She is the founder and executive director of Women of Reason Inc. Antonia applies her diverse leadership experiences in juvenile justice, law, customer service, real estate, mentoring, and entrepreneurship to empower many young women and teens. You better believe it. She earned promotions through the security ranks of corrections, sergeant, lieutenant, administrative lieutenant, and even captain. She joined the state of Maryland here in 2013 as the assistant superintendent in Baltimore and was appointed to superintendent in 2015 here in Maryland. And one of the newest awards that I was so, so happy for her to get is that in New York, she recently was awarded Top 40 Under 40. Welcome to the show, Tony.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for having me. Great introduction.
Oh, that's just facts. that's the thing is that when I was going over your stuff, and again, Tony is one of my friends, and I treat everybody the same when they come to the show, so I wanted to make sure I got all the bio. When I read that bio, I said, wow, this is very impressive.
Thank you.
So, how you feeling today?
Feeling pretty good.
First of all, Jay, please get her with
the brand on?
Oh yeah.
Please. You know the vibes. Speaking of, you know the vibes. If you go right now to LaloneClothing.com, I dropped a new shirt. And guess what that shirt says? You know the vibes. It says it in English and in Spanish. Tu sabes las vibras. I'm international over here, okay? So make sure you hit up LaloneClothing.com. L-A-L-O-N-E clothing.com. I just dropped it. You can get it in black. You can get it in white. You can get it in short sleeve. You can get it in long sleeve.
Great.
It comes with vibes. So make sure that you get that. See that, my friends? She bought that shirt. She showed up with the shirt. The brand is strong. The vibes is real.
That's right.
All right, Tony, can we get into some questions?
Absolutely.
Because I definitely wanted people to know all about you. This time is about you. So the first question I have, as far as women in leadership, where do you think we are as women in leadership? Where do you think women are?
Unstoppable.
Whoa, unstoppable.
Yeah, we are. If you look at politics, presidential candidates, legislators, CEOs, business owners,
yep,
we on top. And I'm just proud to be part of that team.
That is absolutely amazing. All right. So, okay. So in reference to women in leadership, what do you think are some of the issues that have plagued, whether they're still there, whether they're sort of going away, that have plagued women in gaining more leadership? We have yet to have a woman president. I thought that we would have had one previously.
It's in the making.
I believe it. It's in the making. We got a lot of more people running. So what do you think are some of the issues that get in the way of women gaining leadership?
It's a very good question, Gary. Very good question. And we joke around a lot.
Yeah.
Misrepresentation.
Mm-hmm.
Unrepresentation. Sometimes it's personal emotions. Lack of confidence.
Mm.
And when I say that, let's go into misrepresentation. If you go back, let's say 10, 20 years, if you go into an interview and you're a female, there's mostly male dominated. That's who's going to do your interview. When I say misrepresentation, there is, you know, we are a lot of females, which is unfortunate that they feel they had to sleep their way to the top. So a lot of times that can stop us. And when I say misrepresentation, people will think that that's how all females are, but that's not true. You know, a lot of us actually put in work. We have work ethics. And when I say emotions, a lot of times it's how we respond to situations. We can ruin an opportunity sometimes based on emotions.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, so how do you... Now, you're one of the hardest working women that I know.
Oh, thank
you're constantly
you.
Doing things. You're an entrepreneur. You work very hard, not only for yourself, but, you know, we work together. You obviously work hard at work and for your family, for your community. You're doing a lot out here. So
I
know, because I do a lot also. Mm-hmm. How do you keep yourself motivated? How do you keep yourself motivated? What do you do?
Start off with prayer. Prayer is number one in my life. I'm a Christian. When I wake up in the morning, I get on my hands and knees and I just thank God because he gave me an opportunity for another day. Mm. So that's prayer. That's what motivates me. He gave me this day. So what am I going to do with it? I meditate. I read a lot. I read. I have been researching millionaires and billionaires probably for the past 12 years. So I look up to see if they're authors. I go and purchase their books. I listen to a lot of YouTube podcasts on millionaires, and that just keeps me motivated. I be around motivated people. You motivate me. One of the things that had brought us together as being friends.
Yep.
My sister Tiana, big motivator for me. My husband, he motivates me to keep going, don't stop. And then when I look at the young Tonys coming in the game, that keeps me motivated.
Mm. And you definitely, you know, even on Instagram, please make sure you follow her. She'll drop all her information a little bit later on. But on Instagram, her name is Millionaire Tony.
Yeah.
And we talked about that. And I was like, oh, that's a really, you know, I said, why are you changing? And she said, hey, because I'm going to be a millionaire.
Right.
And you don't even know that somebody today said, hey, Gary, you know you're going to be a millionaire, right?
Mm. That's what I'm talking about.
And I was like, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, receive it. You got to speak into it.
I know. And I mm-hmm. that was the first time that somebody ever had said that to me. Hey, you know you're going to be a millionaire, right? Mm. And I was like,
powerful.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
So
you will.
So, and especially since you constantly bring me content as far as on Instagram, all those speakers, all those books that I've bought,
mm-hmm.
All those wonderful things that you've brought as far as being motivated, and you are a motivating person.
Thank Thank you.
You know, I can be honest to say that, you know, I like everybody for real. But as far as like who I'll gain my energy from, I am very select. And you definitely are one of those people that really, really bring it. You work very hard. You take care of business every time. And I'm like, yeah, that's somebody that I want to make sure I connect with. All right. So
thank you, Gary.
And I really like that you talked about prayer. I think that even myself, we need to probably pray a lot more, meditate a lot more. So I challenge everybody that's listening and watching, you know what? Start it tomorrow. Just take, before you start your day, just as Tony said, just meditate. Just pray. Mm-hmm. Just get your mind ready for the day. Ready for any challenges, ready for the ups and the downs. And so just take time. I'm going to start that tomorrow. So thank you.
And you got to ask him for what you want. Set your goals. That keeps me motivated too. If you go through my house, my office, you've been in my office several times. I have different books and binders and I write my goals down. You know, I don't stop.
Can't
until
stop.
I succeed.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Exactly.
I knew I was going to get a laughing doing that. She's from New York, so I constantly sometimes I state New York references, thinking that she's going to get them because all New Yorkers know all the New York references. You know what?
Absolutely.
What is something that is a stereotype of New Yorkers that you guys don't want to admit that's true? I know this is off topic. You look at that.
The number one, we have an attitude. We have an attitude issue.
Do New Yorkers have attitudes?
Not true.
Know.
Not true.
No?
No, we're just real direct. Oh, to the
okay.
point.
That's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I, you know what? I can agree with that.
Yeah.
All right. Getting back to women in leadership, here on the C-Plan Do Show with Tony Reason. If you had to start over, if you had to turn back the hands of time, if you had to start over knowing what you know right now, what would you do differently?
Little Tony.
Little Tony. Young Tony from BX. Right?
BX,
no, BK.
Negative.
See?
Brooklyn.
See? Oh.
Say it right. East New York at that. East New York, Brooklyn. Represent my people.
I knew it.
Yeah, it was coming. Young Tony, what would I say?
Young Tony. Young.
Listen, we don't know it all. I think at times when we get selected or we get promoted, we get put in these positions, we open these businesses and we think we've made it. We have succeeded. No one can tell us anything. And that's nothing but false. We get this, this boost of confidence where we're always right. Another thing I would say I would definitely tell young Tony is to surround herself around like-minded people. I started doing that in my late 20s, but I would have started much earlier. A lot of times we just got so much clutter, you know, just with everyday things going on, the negative Nancy's, the Debbie Downers. So you have to be very selective, like you just mentioned, on who you surround yourself around. So I would definitely say surround yourself around the right people. And just stay hungry. I think we come to a time where the younger generation, we get very complacent fast.
Mm-hmm.
Very complacent really fast.
Okay. So give us an example of something that young Tony, that she did.
If you don't mind
sharing.
Yeah.
That you were like, oh man, looking back like,
is this my career-wise or on a
Anything that you want to put out there?
For
the millions that are listening right now.
Oh, wow. Put me on the spot.
Right.
Very combative at times. The old Tony coming, you know, I know it's hard to believe, coming straight from Brooklyn.
What?
I really didn't have a lot of respect for authority if I felt that I knew what I was talking about, especially if I felt that I was right. I just made some boo-boos, some hiccups. Not being a very good listener. Isolating myself at times when I should have been actually seeking out for some mentorship. I was very fortunate that I got a mentor. I think I was about 22, 23 when my mentor came into my life, but I should have had a spiritual mentor and a personal mentor.
So in reference to you being isolated, because I see that a lot nowadays, a lot of people are sort of stand to themselves. Even if you look on social media, a lot of people are just sort of focusing on themselves, just sort of being in this tight circle. So why do you think that is? Why do you think people just sort of say, I can't?
A lot of times we can't handle what the people that love us want to tell us. A lot of times some people really suffer from some serious mental health issues and they can't balance. A lot of times, again, it goes back to that me, I know everything. So I'd rather isolate you because I don't want to hear the truth.
That was really great.
Thank you.
Here on the Seen by Dude show is nothing but content. I'm just sitting here just amazed. Like, I really have a lot of really great guests that come on the show that really be dropping that fire. And
you're great, Gary. You know, this is you.
I thank you for that.
God has blessed you with a lot of talent.
Amen.
And I see nothing but wealth. So, like, the person that spoke it today, I'm going to speak it again. All my friends are wealthy.
Let me get three off of that.
One, two, three. I'll hit my hands.
That's how we do it. I really be breaking a hand, like, every day. Like, yeah, I really be
at work. Luckily, right, I'm strong, like, for a female. Right.
All right, so that was really great. I feel like even with me thinking about a young Gary, like, I was like, yeah, young know-it-all out here, not really listening to the old hits, and now I'm sort of one. And I'm like, man, y'all should listen. They're like, nah, that's not. And I'm like, wow, I don't think I did that. But, you know, I think that, you know, we gotta be able to teach, but also it's sort of hard nowadays with some of the young ones that really have it in mind, hey, I know what to do, and
different
you can't
mentality.
Tell me anything. Right.
Different mentality.
All right, so a couple more questions here with Tony Reason. Some of the questions I didn't even write down. She thinks I wrote down all the questions. I usually give all my guests all the questions. I said, nah, I'm going to give us most of the questions, but I'm just going to just, you know, off the dome. All right, so.
Good questions, though.
And this is the, when I thought about what I was going to ask you, I really, really, because I know this show is not for me, guys. This show is for the young, the young woman who's starting, getting into business, getting into leadership, you know. This is where you can be able to connect with somebody who is already in it. You heard me read the bio. Yeah. And that stuff is facts. And it's not like, you know, she doesn't take any days off. She works hard. And so these are the people that we should be out here listening to and focusing on and upholding. All right. So with that being said, Tony, what advice would you relay? We talked about the young Tony. So right now, what advice would you relay to the young woman who's going in leadership? And watch this. And let's say the more experienced woman. Let's say the woman who's been in the game, the veteran. What would you say to them?
Another interesting question. All right, let's start off with the young leaders coming in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because we got a lot of them.
Yeah, it is a lot, which I'm happy to see that. I'm real proud of my females stepping up. I would say be teachable.
Okay.
A lot of them are not teachable. Be receptive to constructive criticism. Be confident. As well, don't act like you're confident, but you have to own it. Be confident. If this is what you want, stay hungry to get it. Now, the second part of that question, it was for my veterans, and this is something that I see often, and I'm glad I have this platform to address it. I would definitely say, don't be a old hater, and I don't, you know, want to insult anyone, but real is real. A lot of times we see, let's say, young Tamika coming in and she may be 20 years younger, and we are so complacent in these positions and the amount of money that we're making that we start getting jealous. You know, we say that, you know, we're fine and I'm good where I'm at. I'm not trying to move up. I'm not trying to open up another business. I'm good. And then when we see someone younger, we start getting intimidated. Instead of taking them under our wing and showing them and teaching them and pouring into them to build more leaders up, well, you know, we start being haters. And we start trying to block them and putting that wall up. And it's terrible. It's unacceptable.
And why do you think that is? Why do you think the veteran person who the purpose of being a leader is to create more leaders? I mean, I get everybody can't be a leader where they're running a facility like yourself or they're running a business, but they could be leaders in their own right. So why is that leader that we have, why are they stifling? Mona had a great point. She says isolation stifles our growth. So how why are we isolating the potential leaders, the young leaders, and just putting that wall up? Is it because of insecurities? Are we talking?
Absolutely. I will believe it's insecurities. Of course, I'm going to always go back to who they're surrounding themselves around. If we're not happy within ourselves, it's so hard to pour out and be happy for others. You know, some people are able to do it, some people are not. But I think it goes back to that self-worth, being happy, getting that fulfillment. And, you know, I'm a strong believer. I mentioned I'm a Christian, but to me, only God can give you that, you know, where you are really content with yourself, when you can actually see someone else eat and be happy for them, and they're in the same arena.
So you have been a leader for hundreds of people.
Yeah, I have.
So what lessons did you learn? Of course, they're learning lessons from you. I'm pretty sure if we brought people in and they sat at this table, they would be able to say, hey, I learned this from Tony. I learned that. I learned this. What lessons did you learn now as a leader that's out here? What lessons have you learned?
Very good question again.
That's all you get here. Yes, that's all you get here on Pop. That's all you get here on the C-Plan Do Show.
I've learned to listen more. Because just because we have a title doesn't mean that we know everything. And I think a lot of times, you know, we get overwhelmed with these positions and giving these directives and saying, you know, do now instead of receiving. I've learned from my staff. I take in suggestions. I've learned from people that work for me. I guess being a listener and be teachable, that's what I've actually, you know, that's what I've learned from my people.
So what do you think is the biggest challenge? Being, you can even talk about, of course, we can identify, hey, you're a leader. Mm-hmm. You're out here. Mm-hmm. But what is something as you as a woman in leadership that has been an issue that you may have frustrated you that, you know, hey, I noticed that it might not be me as a man and being a leader. Mm-hmm. I might not experience the same things. What are some things that you think that you experience exclusively being a woman in leadership?
Right. And that's a plug for my book right there.
Whoa.
So as you know, I released my book on January 5th of this year.
And it's a great book.
Thank you. And I actually wrote the book, as you know, and you were one of the people that motivate me to go ahead and pursue it and do it and knock it out for women in leadership in a correctional field. And then the title of the book is A Reason to Win. And it's on my website. I'm going to put my plug in while I have it.
Please absolutely do.
womanofreason.com. It's also available on Amazon and BarnesandNobles.com as well. It's an ebook and it's a quick and easy read. And basically, I break down exactly the question that you asked me, referring to how is it to balance everything out. I would say balance is referring back to your question. Mm-hmm. And leadership, it's very hard as a female. Some of the things that I have encountered, of course, you know, the norm is men addressing you inappropriately. That's the norm. I think I was built for that. That's in my DNA. I know how to handle myself, whether it be in a room full of men, women, or whoever else. I think that was, you know, something that, you know, comes along with the territory. Sexual comments. I've been married most of going on 14 years or more. Pretty much over half of my career, so they already know most of the people scared of my husband anyway, so they know not to be disrespectful. And plus, I carry myself a certain way. I've experienced a lot of racial, you know, bias based on me being African American and Hispanic. Coming, you know, I started in Virginia when I first started in law enforcement, so they weren't used to Puerto Ricans from New York coming and giving, you know, demands on what to do. So that was challenging. But, you know.
Okay, but you handle it, obviously. Yeah. Okay, so we haven't talked about you being a mom. An amazing, amazing mom. She has an amazing daughter. Majesty is absolutely dope.
Thank you.
So how do you, because we're talking about women in leadership, you know, of course, exclusively, we don't really talk about like, hey, I'm a dad and I'm in leadership. It's mainly women in leadership, sometimes they have to sort of feel like they have to choose. Do you feel as though women nowadays have to choose between being a mom and being in leadership? If they can balance it, how do you balance it? How do you balance being a mom, being an attentive mom in your daughter's life?
Yeah.
With
it's work? Not easy, Gary. It's not easy at all. You have to balance. I actually write out a schedule like I do if I'm at work. I keep my two calendars on my two phones and make sure that I can fit everything. And you just have to make time for your family. Can it be done? Absolutely. Women are just so dope to me to be able to balance everything out. But it takes prayer, going back to prayer, being consistent, because your kids are looking for consistency. So if you're showing up to cheerleading practice, you need to be consistent with that. You don't want to be a drop-in parent or a drop-in wife. You know, it's very important to try to give your all in each area. Again, can it be challenging? Absolutely. But can it be done? Yes, it can.
Okay. So how do you think, so in reference to the young leaders, we talked about young, we talked about old. How do you think your experiences growing up, and of course, we're going to be plugging the book, we're going to be dropping the info for the book, because you talk a lot about you growing up.
Yes.
What are some of the similar experiences that you experience now, being somewhat of an older? You're right in the middle. Like, you're...
Don't remind me.
Like, you're not...
But I
you're
am.
Not
I'm 38.
Young Tony.
So, yeah.
Right? You're not super young Tony.
Right.
You know, especially if
not 22 anymore.
Are you? I thought you was 20.
I know.
Okay,
no,
got
I still
it.
Look
22. All right. So, you're not the super young, hey, I just got out of X, Y, and Z.
Right.
I'm just starting.
Right.
But you're not the super veteran, even
right.
though you got what? You're 37, you got 36 years in the game.
38.
Right? So, like, what are some of the same experiences that you see with some of, you know, people that's going into leadership? And what do you think is something that's different? Sort of like, you know, how we, you know, what my children may experience growing up is going to be totally different than what I've had to experience.
Right.
So, you being a leader, what are some of the things that are different, but some of them still going to be the same type of issues?
Okay, one thing that I see different is opportunity. You didn't see 15, 10 years ago, even women in my position. You know, now you can go into a facility, you see female wardens, you see female police chiefs, firefighters. Back then we didn't see that, excuse me. So we have opportunity now. There's just so many young entrepreneurs, females that are just, to me, just so dope. You know, they don't stop. And I love seeing it. That's how I motivate my daughter.
Right.
Even when I talk business to her. I started a business for her a couple of years ago. Just watching it, that's one good thing that I do see on social media that I like. The motivation, seeing other successful entrepreneurs, females in leadership.
Yeah. Okay. So with that being said, who do you look to as a mentor in your life?
Okay. So as you know, because we are friends.
Right.
I've had my mentor, I believe I was 23 when I started the game at 22. My mentor found me as a mentee at 23 years old. She was actually my superintendent, my administrator. And she seen something in me that I didn't see in myself.
Oh, wow.
And to this day, she's still my mentor. I'm very blessed. She took me under her wing. And even on a personal, sometimes on personal matters, she still addressed me. And, you know, she wasn't afraid to tell me when I was wrong. And she was genuinely just happy for me. And it's hard to see that when you're growing. And I was very blessed where I grew so fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going into from 25 to 26 in 6 months, I went one rank up. And it was unheard of, sergeant to lieutenant. And she was just always so happy. And when you see that in other people, that they're just so happy for you, it's something that you just want to make them proud. So I look up to her to this day. She's just absolutely amazing to me. I look at my mom. She retired 2 years ago from the police department. She was a civilian supervisor. I look at my sister, Tiana, that we speak about often.
Yeah, shout out to Tiana.
Yeah, shout out to my sister, TT, Tiana Smith.
Come on the show, T. Come on the show.
Yeah, we're waiting for you, TT.
Right.
Let me see. Some more people. Not too many other people, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not in that millionaire, billionaire range.
Hey.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
A lot of people inspire me, but as far as looking up to as a mentorship, I'm actually looking for someone now to be as my personal mentor.
Oh, wow.
Not just because you should never stop being teachable, like I mentioned earlier. So I want to continue to grow. I don't know the next step, what God has for me. But I do know I continue to need guidance.
Absolutely. All right. So, if someone's just tuning in, why are you just tuning in?
Exactly.
It's been 7 o'clock.
Right.
What are you doing?
Come on.
All right. So we're here on the C Blandy Show talking with Tony Reason in reference to women in leadership with episode 9. I'm gonna turn up. I swear I'm gonna turn up for episode 10. Watch.
You better.
All right. So leave. So we talked about, hey, the advice you give women, young and old. We talked about that.
Uh-huh.
What is one thing that you want to leave with people who are listening, whether it's a woman, whether it's a man? What is one thing that you want to leave in reference to episode 9, Women in Leadership? What's one idea that you want to leave with them?
There's nothing that you can't do. Like, just keep your faith. Like, there is, to me, there is no such thing as impossible. Anything is possible if you really believe in yourself and have faith.
All right, everybody got that? I like that. Even when I think, you know, even in the word impossible, it, I am possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, guys. It says it in the word. Come on. All right. You know what? Thank you so much for that. Because that, you know, when I really wanted you to be on the show, and I knew that I wanted you to be able to bless people with talking about women in leadership, because you are an amazingly strong leader that I'm seeing not just lead with an iron fist. You know when you need to do it.
Yeah, I will get it in. Right. Don't get it twisted.
Right. Somebody could definitely get smashed. Right. But with also heels. You looking right with heels on. Like right. It's not like you gotta adopt like this super aggressive. You handle yourself accordingly. You're assertive. You look to bring up especially a lot of the women at work or out and about. You definitely try to motivate and you're approachable where people can talk to you and say, hey, you know what? I would like for you to be my mentor. So how could a person, you know, just a random thought, how should a young person or even an older person, how should they approach somebody to become, like, if I wanted you to be my mentor, how should I approach you? Should I just say, hey, what's up? You try to mentor me? You try to get down? Like, how should they do that?
Well, first you have to be able to network with that person. You have to put yourself in the area where that person may be. If you have to reach out, let's say it's someone in another city, because someone in another city or country can mentor you. It doesn't have to be limited to your, you know, your area. So the first thing I would do is reach out to that person by email. You know, social media, if you have to send them a DM. You don't want to be a nag, but you want to let them know, you know, you inspire me. I'm looking for a mentor. Just be honest with them. Just tell them.
Okay.
Sometimes you don't have the time. You know, I've had several mentees, and sometimes it's hard to balance. And I've actually turned people down saying, at this time, I can't take on any more mentees because I don't want to not give them my all. So that person at that time may not be able to mentor you.
So maybe they shouldn't get offended if they say, hey,
exactly.
I can't do it.
And they may come back to you in a year later.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Man. So dope, man.
Oh, so listen, are you. Thank you.
Please drop them the info. How can they tell them? Please tell them. Please talk to them about your amazing book. I've read it. It's great.
Thank you.
I mean, I was right there when you was writing it.
Yes, you really was in my office.
But you really, really, like, it's a really great book. It really hits home. So please tell the listeners about your book.
Yes. So I was actually, like Gary mentioned, inspired to inspire others. Women coming into leadership, a lot of times when they look at people, females in law enforcement, they think you have to be this aggressive person, or you have to do things inappropriate to move up. And at times it's not that. At times it can be stressful, but a very rewarding career. So I decided to write a book for my up-and-coming leaders. And I just knocked it out. Actually, I knocked it out, 2 days?
Yeah.
It was like, in 2 days. I knocked out the book.
Like, you...
Yeah.
Actually, you did yours before I did mine. Like, I was like, all right.
Yeah, we were in my office talking about it.
It was right in December. I think it was
We started at the end of December. Right. I had to wait on, because I had to figure out how to self-publish. You know, everything was new to me. Of course, my sister gave me a lot of tips. So... decided to do that. I want you to go out, my females listening, and go ahead and cop the book. It gives you a real breakdown on my story, a little testimony about me on how I got to where I'm at today. And it's, to me, it's very inspiring and encouraging. I can be reached at tony@womanofreason.com. That's my email. My Instagram name is Millionaire.
Millionaire
Tony.
We're not playing.
And my website is www.womanofreason.com. You can see a link to my book there.
What's the name of the book for people who didn't catch
it? A Reason to Win.
Whoa.
A Reason to Win. Antonia Reason. So you know where that came from.
We know where it came from. All right, man. So that was really great.
Thank you.
That was really, really great. Look at that. It's time to wrap it up.
Okay.
I know. You know what? I think I might have to talk to them about extending this time. We might have to go 2 hours. But guess what, guys? That's our time for the evening. Man, that was really good. I really felt that. You know, I really want to thank you. I want to thank my special guest, Antonia Reason. Please make sure you get her book.
Thank you.
Follow her on social media. Reach out to her. She gave you all those information out, and I'll repost it tomorrow on the C Plan Do page. I really, really wanted to thank you for that amazing show.
You're
make
welcome.
Sure, again, make sure, guys, make sure you connect with her, okay? We look for mentors. People are offering you mentorship. It's your job, if you're young, to go out and get it, okay? All right, go out. Make sure you go out and get it. Guess what? Guess what else you can get? You can get all these episodes. You can catch all these episodes here on the See Plan Do Show. Each and every Tuesday. Each and every Tuesday. I'm here every Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday at 7 p.m. Right here on Power 4.4 Radio. Power. Where the people are the power. Tune in next week, episode 10, for another dope, amazing show. If I do say so myself. Make sure you can, guess what? You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm out here, Shorty. I'm out here. You can reach out to me. You can catch these vibes. Plenty of additional content. Not just content where we talk about on the show, but we can talk about a million different things. If you have a question for the show, if you like to see the show, if you want to be a guest, if you got something to say, hey, I got an event, I want to come to the show. If you just want to check out promotional stuff, you see Heart Savers Maryland, you see they promote. You see Greenlight Entertainment, you see they promote. And guess what? Today's show is sponsored by G10 Entertainment, located at 2135 Edmondson Avenue. Join G10 Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. for happy hours, to get a drink special, to take advantage of those drink specials. They got crabs, they have fish fries. Listen, come out there. I know it's over west, but still come out there. All right? Come out and visit G10 and be sure to tell them who? Be sure to tell them Power 4.4 sent you. And last but certainly not least, hey man, you could be anywhere in the world. You could be listening to any other, you can listen to something else. YouTube is available. But guess what? You listen to the best show, and you are the best part of the show. I love my guests. I love the music that we play, but you are the best part of the show. Until we talk again, hey man, until we see each other again, until we send each other memes, make sure you take care of yourself, make sure you take care of other people, drink some water, make sure you read some amazing books, all right? And until we see each other again, always remember to see what you want to do, plan it out, and then after that, you just simply do it. All right, I want to thank you guys so much. Thank you for this amazing Tuesday. See you guys next week.